When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's time to play like a Jet
with your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
Garrett Wilson. Wow! What a catch! Touchdown, Jets! That kid's amazing. Gibson on the return. Near side. I don't see any flags. Gibson inside the 30. Hits the Jets. And he's going to go! Jets win it! Touchdown, rookie Xavier Gibson. Game over.
Allen has time. Intercepted. Sauce Gardner's got it, Allen. Tripped up. He could not get past Jermaine Johnson. Oh, look at the speed of Breece Hall. He's done it again. Breece Lightning. 62 yards for the touchdown.
And he's sacked again by Quinnen Williams. What a beast, number 95 for the Jets.
Listen. Thank you.
This is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at Play Like a Jet 1. And it's time for part two of our discussion with our buddy Dom C, the host of Project Prospect. Dom, thanks for coming back on the show, sir.
Scott, like I told you, man, anytime. Happy to chop it up with you. You're one of my favorite follows, and I absolutely adore the podcast. So I'm happy and thrilled to be part of it, man.
Appreciate you saying that, sir. It means a lot. And you know, I really enjoy your draft content. You're the one who I've been going to track these top 30 visits. You've been doing a really good job of that on your Twitter with the spreadsheet and everything. So anybody that hasn't checked that out, go ahead and do it, because we're a couple of days away from the draft. And if you want to see who the Jets have had in on top 30 visits, Dom has a really good record of who's been in here to visit with the Jets. One of those guys is Brock Bowers, the outstanding tight end from the University of Georgia. Yeah. It's funny, Dom, I feel like Jets fans haven't really discussed Brock Bowers much. I don't know what's going on. It's like he's flying under the radar. I'm kidding, of course. Ton talk and debate about Brock Bowers. We talked about the pass catchers and the offensive linemen yesterday, but we didn't have time to go into Brock Bowers because I know you have a lot to say. So before we get to the running backs, the quarterbacks, and we're going to talk about the defensive players, let's talk Brock Bowers. What do you think?
As a prospect, I'm not even going to dive into the whole, you know, Jet fandom and pro Brock Bowers or not, because that's a whole other show in its own. But the prospect itself, the prospect himself in Brock Bowers, you know, it's hard not to like him. I mean, he's my number 7 player overall in the entire class. Again, Mackey Award winner. There's so much good to his game. I mean, he's just a special talent, phenomenal athlete. You know, can basically, you know, that, you know, that prototypical quintessential big slot, if you ask me. He plays obviously a lot in the slot. He does a lot of stuff. He also lined up wide in almost 10% of his snaps last year at Georgia. Quick release, you know, good short area quickness, good footwork, can hack and get off press coverage for, you know, for a guy who's, you know, 240, 245 pounds, you know, that says a lot. I really like the fact that, you know, I think he tracks the ball well. I think he can accelerate to his top speed pretty well. You know, he's also a strong, you know, if the one thing that I think all people who have watched Brock Bowers can agree with, whether you're pro or anti him, is the ability that he has with the ball in his hands, the yard after the catch stuff is just, you know, off the charts. He eats contact, maintains his, you know, has phenomenal contact balance, maintains his balance real good, change direction. And like I said, he gets up to full speed real quick, forces missed tackles all over the place. Just a real weapon with the ball in his hand. He's undersized, but, you know, I think he's a very, very effective and active blocker as well. I just don't know, you know, if I'm being honest, if I'm being, like, you know, fully transparent, I don't know if he's your, you know, quintessential in-line blocker. Like, I think he does a lot of great, you know, he shows off blocking in the perimeter, you know, with his reach, you know, reach blocking ability at the second, third level very well. He's not going to move people. He's not going to move defensive tackles from their spots very well. He's not going to displace them. But it's not for lack of effort. I just think it's probably more so for lack of size. And again, I don't think, you know, when we're talking about the Jets, I don't know if they necessarily need him to do all that much. You know, with Aaron Rodgers at the helm, you want to get the ball out of his hands quick. And to me, I think that translates very well and plays into Brock Bauer's strengths extremely, extremely well. You know, a lot of people don't talk about Brock Bowers was on a team with, you know, Ladd McConkey. He was on a team when A.D. Mitchell was still there in Georgia. He was the focal point of that offense. You know what I mean? So that, to me, shows that, you know, he's an extreme talent. I hate to use the word blue chip, but if there's anybody in this draft class, along with Marvin Harrison, I think he's as close to that blue chip label as one comes. Like, he's a legit unicorn at the tight end position.
Dom, let's talk about the running backs and the quarterbacks. Joe Douglas has made no secret of the fact that he intends to get a quarterback in this draft at some point. When, yes. Where, who, we don't know that. But that's what I wanted to talk to you about. Which quarterbacks do you think could be in play for the Jets? Which ones do you like? And as far as running back goes, we've heard about the Jets trying to get a veteran running back. Maybe there's one that they like that falls farther than they expected, and they go and get somebody to compete with Israel Abanikanda to be the second running back on this team behind Breece Hall. So talk a little bit about the quarterbacks and the running backs here.
Sure. You know, the quarterback class to me is quite a bit polarized. And I think that obviously it's very top heavy. You know, a lot has been said about, you know, the top three of this class in Caleb Williams and Drake May and Jaden Daniels and however order you get them. You know, they're probably out of reach for the Jets, and I don't think that that's going to be a real focus. But, you know, quickly, the Jets have the oldest quarterback room, you know, in the NFL with Tyrod Taylor and Aaron Rodgers there. Now, you know, Zach Wilson would kind of even that out a little bit, but I think it's fair to say, and I think you probably agree, that Zach Wilson's probably not going to be on this roster come training camp, start of training camp, whether he's released or traded somehow. So when you get away from those top three, to me, I think that there's two guys that I would love the Jets to target. One's gonna probably be out of range, and that's JJ McCarthy. I think he's gonna be a phenomenal player. But the guy that I've really circled in my quarterback five in this class is Spencer Rattler. Spencer Rattler has, he's got a really live arm. He throws guys in those NFL open windows, those tight windows. I think he really progresses. You know, he gets through his progressions really well. He uses the entire field. You know, he can play off platform. I think he's going to be a better pro than he was in college, especially last year. Even though the numbers, you know, weren't spectacular, he threw for almost 3,200 yards, 19 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. But, man, that guy was running for his life with a makeshift offensive line in South Carolina that just didn't do him any justice. And Spencer Rattler, still made plays. He's a guy that I comp to Baker Mayfield. Now, Baker Mayfield might not ever be like, you know, a top three quarterback in this league, but I think he's developed over time into a really good starter. And that's where I see Spencer Rattler. After Spencer Rattler, you're getting into guys that I just don't know if they're going to be, you know, if there's going to be a lot of things are going to have to go right for them to become starters. And I'm talking about the guys in that, you know, third, fourth, fifth round range, guys that the Jets have done a lot of work on. You know, two of them in particular are Michael Pratt and Jordan Travis. I like the prospects, but if I'm being honest with you, Scott, I just don't know if their ceiling is nothing more than like a good backup. So to me, if I'm Joe Douglas or if I'm making the decisions for the Jets, like I'm doing everything I can to position myself in a place to get a guy like Spencer Rattler, who I think can develop into an NFL starter, more so than a guy like Jordan Travis and Michael Pratt, who, although are talented in their own right, have a little bit more of a limited ceiling or a lower ceiling, if you will. Running back is interesting because Joe Douglas has taken a running back in every single draft that he's, you know, been in control of. So it wouldn't shock me if that, you know, wasn't the case again. And again, this class in itself is not very top heavy. You know, it's deep to an extent on, you know, that plays into the Jets, you know, plays into the Jets wheelhouse, because I think there's a lot of guys that are going to go in that day three range, you know, maybe starting at the end of day two and round three and going all the way into the, you know, the sixth and seventh rounds that could be into play. Guys like Braylon Allen, who's a bigger guy, you know, for a really big guy, I should say, at 6'2", 245, more of a power back, more of a guy that can, you know, that maybe lacks that third gear that you want, that breakaway speed, but can get you some of the grimy yards in between the tackles. A very good complement to a running back committee, such as you would have in Breece Hall and Izzy Banacanda. I like Braylon Allen a lot. I think, you know, he'll be in that early day three range. Another guy I really like is Ray Davis. Ray Davis, you know, he played at three different schools, finished last year at Kentucky. Before that, he was at Vanderbilt, and before that, he was at Temple. So he's got a lot of tread on the tires. But to me, I think he could really fit the bill in what the Jets could use as like a, you know, kind of coming in and spelling Breece Hall when he needs some time off or he needs some rest. He's a guy who can play inside the tackles and get outside. He's got enough of a second gear that could really benefit. I think a power scheme would really do him well. I like him a lot. Again, a 24-year-old running back, he's probably a one-contract guy, but if Joe Douglas kind of sticks to his guns and takes a running back every draft just to wash, rinse, and repeat and keep going, Ray Davis is a guy who can come in and play a role right away. I think he could be a good complement to Breece Hall. I think he can get some of that nasty stuff inside. He's very proficient with the ball out of the backfield in his hands, you know, as a receiver as well. So Ray Davis is a guy that I've come to like during this draft cycle, and I think he's right for the picking in that fourth, fifth round area.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
Dom, shifting to the defense, we'll start with the defensive backs. Obviously, a much greater need at safety, where the Jets don't have a lot right now. They've got Tony Adams, Chuck Clark is back, Ashton Davis is back. Those guys are all going to be in the mix to have one of those starting safety spots. But even Tony Adams, who started all last year, was just an okay starting safety. So they could certainly use a lot of help there. And then at corner, we all know that's one of the strongest positions for the Jets right now. However, I said the words right now because Sauce Gardner will be here for a while, but Michael Carter II is going into the final year of his contract. DJ Reed also going into the final year of his contract. They don't have a lot of depth behind those guys either, so they could certainly use somebody. I'm not saying they're going to pick Quinion Mitchell in the first round or Terrion Arnold or anything like that, but there are guys in this draft they could get that could help them there. Talk a little bit about the safeties and the corners and who you think could be realistically good options for the Jets here.
Yeah, the safety room is interesting because a lot of people were down on the safety class as a whole, and I don't think it's necessarily as bad as people, you know, a lot of people who, you know, I trust and I follow talk about the safety class. I just don't know if it's very top heavy. You know, I think there's some names, you know, that are very good. And it really depends on, you know, when you're looking at the construct of the safety room as is right now. Obviously, we know the Jets like Tony Adams, and I'm a big Tony Adams fan. I think he's still learning. Remember, he's just an undrafted free agent, kind of just transition from that slot role that he played at Illinois to more of a, you know, a single high free safety, if you will. And then you bring in Chuck Clark on a one-year deal coming off of a knee injury. And, you know, you think he's going to kind of fill that Jordan Whitehead role and be more of a box presence, your sub linebacker, you know, a sub linebacker thing. And then you sign Ashton Davis to a really team friendly deal. And maybe that's more of a, a third or fourth safety, a guy who comes in and obviously helps on special teams as much as he does. To me, it's an area that I think that they can address still in this draft. And so it just depends on which flavor that you want, because I think you can find a lot of that. Jaden Hicks is a guy who I think is going to be a really good, really, really good box safety. You know, he's a physical presence. Need to shore up his tackling. Had a bunch of missed tackles last year, but again, 6'3", 210 pounds, plays vicious, plays with tenacity, you know, a big hitter, in the likes of Jordan Whitehead, and again, misses a little too many tackles for my liking, but that's something that I hope can get coached up. I don't know if he's going to be anything more than a box safety, so if the Jets are looking for a little bit more versatility, a guy I really like in this draft class, my second safety in the entire class is Cole Bishop. He is as well-rounded of a safety as I've seen in the past few draft cycles. I think he's, you know, a phenomenal athlete, that's for sure. And I think that he can fit. He's kind of like that jack of all trades. You know, if you need him to play single high, he can do that. If you want him to come down in the box, he can do that. If you want to bring him on those lightning or those thunder blitzes, you know, where Ulbrich likes to do every so often is with those defensive backs, I think he can fill that role as well. Again, I love the way he moves. He's got good ball skills. He's a really high IQ player, a guy that is really been slept on, I think, throughout this draft cycle. He could be there, and it wouldn't surprise me if the Jets use their third-round pick, whatever, 72, 73, whatever it is, on a defensive player. Cole Bishop is a guy that I think would be a phenomenal fit in Jeff Olbrich's offense, or defense, I should say. Now, when you shift over to the other side, cornerback is something I've been pounding the table from, you know, early on this fall, saying that, you know, just like you said, like, hey, there's a lot of moving parts. DJ Reed, Michael Carter, Brandon Echols, all in their last year of the deal. You know that a big money contract is coming soon for Sauce Gardner. So, you know, you're going to have to replace and rebuild this pipeline sooner than later. How high they're willing to take a cornerback, that's still yet to be determined. But the guy I've targeted that I think would be a great fit in his defense. I love how he plays. You know, he's not really scheme specific. He can press. He can play off man. He can play zone. And that's Cam Hart from Notre Dame. Now he might be out of reach because I think he's picking. You know, there's a lot of smoke and he's picking up a lot of steam. He could end up going at the end of round two. But I would love his fit. Probably the best tackling defensive back from the boundary in this class. Like I said, built like the Jets like him to be built at 6'2", 202 pounds. Again, plays downhill, good vision, plays with anticipation, really good ball skills, can play inside, can play outside, even though he's really, really, really does his best work in off-man or in those quarter schemes, which Jeff Olbrich loves to run a lot. So, he's a guy that I'm targeting. And if you want to get later into the draft, we're talking about day three guys. Remember the name Dwight McLaughlin. He's another tall, lanky defensive back from Arkansas, 6'2", probably about, you know, just under 200 pounds. A perfect fit for a 3D or a quarter zone guy. He's not a player that I'd want to, you know, to line up press man-to-man. He's a little too grabby for that, but he's got phenomenal vision, phenomenal eyes, plays with such good anticipation. I think he's a perfect, you know, zone cornerback. And, you know, he's going to be a guy that's going to be available later.
Tom, let's talk about the front seven. You got the inside linebackers, the pass rushers, which doesn't seem to be as much of a need now that they went out and got Hassan Reddick, but still – you can never have enough good pass rushers. Nobody's ever said, damn, I have too many guys that are good at rushing the passer. That's not anything that any defensive coordinator or head coach has ever said. And then obviously on the interior defensive line, Quinnen Williams is there, and they did sign some stopgap guys in Leki Fatu, who's pretty good, and Javon Kinlaw, who's an old friend of Robert Saleh. But these are not guys that are tied to the team long term, so certainly they could be looking to add somebody in this draft at some point. Talk to me about those three spots.
Yeah, well, we all know Robert Saleh's and Jeff Olbrich's affinity with the front. You know, their defense is predicated on those guys up front getting pressure. Like, they let them loose. They let them, you know, play free. They let them be aggressive and go get it. So, you know, you bring in a guy like Hassan Reddick, who I think You know, maybe Jets fans won't agree, but I really think it's an upgrade over Bryce Huff. And that's no disrespect to Bryce Huff. Bryce Huff was great. He was a great Jet and a great story. But I think a guy like oh my God, why did I forget his name already? Hassan Reddick is an upgrade like that. But again, you know, we don't know if he's long term. So this is a position that I think could be addressed. How early they go is going to be the big question. Like I said, they tend to have, you know, strong affinity toward positional value. And in this defense, the defensive ends are going to be the defensive ends are going to be like, there's a guy, he's a day three guy that I absolutely fell in love with in Mobile. And I don't know if you talked to Glenn about him. Javon Solomon, he's a little bit smaller, you know, just measuring in about 6'1", 6'1 and a half, 245 pounds. But he's got that short area, that quick first step that was very Bryce Huff-esque that I think could be where I think he could be a real factor coming in as that pass rush specialist off the edge. You know, he's strong enough and you know, he plays with strong hands. So I think he can even affect the game in run situations as well, even though I think his forte is going to be more so just putting your ears back and get at the passer. There's some other guys that I like late in this draft class as well. Awesome Booker is one. He's probably, a round three, round four kind of guy. Nelson Caesar out of Houston, another really, you know, kind of undersized but quick guy off the edge. Those are the guys that I'm kind of honing in on for the Jets because I just don't think and what do I know? Because they took a defensive end at 15 last year when no one did. But I don't think that the Jets are going to prioritize the edge early on in their, you know, in day one or day two at least. So honing in on day three, Javon Solomon from Troy is a guy that I like. Nelson Caesar from Houston's a guy. Also Booker from Kansas. All those guys that I think can really step in into that pass rush specialist role right away. And on the interior, when we're talking about the interior guy, McKinley Jackson has been my guy this whole cycle. I mean, he's a one tech, you know, through and through, you know, can pressure the pocket from the inside just based on his sheer strength. But I just really like how much he can affect the run game. Like, you know, you talk about strong hands. This guy's got two cement bricks on the end of it. He stops guards in their tracks. You know, he can sack and shed real good. Doesn't lose ground, good anchors down, really good. Going to be a really good early down, you know, Lucky Foti type player in this class. And, you know, he's a day three guy just because of, you know, his lack of real pass rush, you know, pass rush bag. He's really an early down guy. And he's a guy that I've circled, you know, well into probably from the 2022 season. I started following and really watching McKinley Jackson. He's a guy I would love for the Jets.
Dom C, host of Project Prospect on YouTube. Thanks so much for coming on and helping break down some of these prospects on the defensive side of the ball. And then also talking a little bit about the quarterbacks, the running backs, and some guy named Brock Bowers. I've never heard of this guy before. So I'm really glad that you enlightened me about him. Really appreciate it. Looking forward to having you back on after the draft so we can talk about how we think the Jets did. Make sure to check out Dom on YouTube and on Twitter as well. Check out everything we're doing at playlikeajet.com and the Play Like a Jet YouTube channel. YouTube.com/playlikeajet. Some really good videos up there, including one on Mr. Brock Bowers, Roma Dunze. There's one up there right now of Tali Eze-Fuaga, Malik Nabers, and there's more coming. So check it out, subscribe to our channel, and be sure to give us a 5-star review for the podcast on iTunes if you haven't done that already. Easy way to help out the show if you like what we're doing. Doesn't take you much time, doesn't cost you any money, but it goes a long way to help us out. So if you could go ahead and do that for us, we'd be quite grateful. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts and content, you know where to go. That's Play Like a Jet Digital and playlikeajet.com.